now 7 after the hour. Robin Marshall and Doug Steffen on the eve of a weekend of stories. I think we ought to set up this Earth Day. This weekend is Earth Day, Earth Weekend, they call it. We should maybe, why don't we set ourselves up on the corner somewhere, and we can just, we'll have people come by, and we'll give them lemonade if they tell us a good story. How's that for an idea?
That's a way to make a living.
Huh? Yeah, it is. Well, way to get people's attention. Anyway, one way or the other. The lemonade thing, there is almost every year, Robin, there seems to be somebody who does something stupid around kids selling lemonade at lemonade stands. This is the classic story this year. The child's lemonade stand. This is another town. I think memory serves me that there was another town in Texas where the same thing happened last year. Although this one has a good, it doesn't always start well and end well.
Yeah.
A story of 6-year-old Drew Cox, who is charging 25 cents a glass for lemonade. Around here, they get a buck for it.
Are you serious?
A buck, yep.
Wow.
A buck for lemonade, but it's cheap in Texas. 25 cents a glass. He set up the stand in front of his house in Liberty City, Texas. And he wanted to, he was, this fellow, close relationship with his dad, Randy. And so Drew wanted to help his father. The father had been diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. And he thought this would make his father feel better.
He was actually trying to raise money for his father.
Right. Needed help to pay the medical bills.
Yes.
But that, in a way, would make her feel better.
Imagine having that sense in in being six.
Yeah. Well, what has happened before with some of these things, the police or local officials have shut down these lemonade stands around the country. And it's happened in a couple of places in Texas. But here that didn't happen. What did happen was people who began to understand what was going on would tell other people. This is the Facebook, the Twitter age.
Yes.
So did you see what's going on such and such a street? And the guy's trying to raise money for his father. So people began to come over, come by, and they were coming from 70, 80 miles away.
Amazing.
And $10,000 by the end of the day, $10,000.
Just for medical bills.
Generated.
$10,000. This little six-year-old came up with the idea, stuck with the idea, and like you said, through social media, drew crowds from far and wide.
You know, the story about good parenting, or the suggestion, has come in cases like the Trayvon Martin thing, where people wonder where his parents were. There's a story floating around of four kids robbing a homeless man and killing him, and the parents come into question here. These are 13, 14, 15-year-old kids that are obviously not from good homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember somebody saying something about the homes. Well, if you drive by their homes, they come from good homes. Yeah. The homes look fine, and they're expensive, and the lawns are manicured and everything. But what goes on inside the house?
Yes, that's true.
And what goes on inside this guy's house, obviously, is the right thing, because it got this child to see how he could help his father, which was his only interest. He didn't know how much money he was going to raise. He just wanted to show his father that he loved him.
That's right. And the fact that the community came together and joined in, it's a great life lesson all the way around. You teach your children to be responsible, and this little boy had the opportunity to see that good things do come out of strangers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we spend so much time warning our children against strangers that once in a while it's really nice for a six-year-old to be able to see that strangers can be good.
The other thing is that people rally around things like this when they find out what the cause is. People in this country are really pretty giving when you get right down to brass tacks. I think really people are generous. Look at all of the things that we've done, the Red Cross and United Way and Salvation Army and any number of these groups that ask for help to go elsewhere, to Haiti. That's probably the most recent example of us reaching out through our money, giving it to these organizations, and they go in our name to help out tens of thousands of people. This is an example of one boy helping his father, one-on-one.
That's right.
And then all of these other people who feel the spirit of it going to this little house location and giving whatever they can give.
Everybody wants to touch an angel. Mm. You know, everybody wants to be a part of something good. And when you can do it hands-on, right up front, in your face, it's a great opportunity to latch onto, and that's what happened here. Yeah. Everybody that walked away from that lemonade sale touched an angel.
And the angel in the form of a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, six-year-old Randy Cox. All right. So, I'm sorry, the son's name is Drew. I kept all through, whenever I've gone back to this story three or four times this week, and I've always put the son's name with the father. I don't know why I've done that, but... Maybe they're one in the same.
Randy does sound like a young boy.
Yeah.
You know, could be a young boy's name.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, so there's the background, the story of a 6-year-old who's done something wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Story of another 6-year-old in Georgia this week that we will talk about in a moment. Robin Marshall and Doug Steffen here.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
What appearance, and I'll unfortunately.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals. Big inventory. We have so many new Hondas, the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and driver's 10 best to record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing. Right now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your new colors with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Any questions? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from your friends and mine, Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, April 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's Robin Marshall with Doug Steffen. Good morning to everybody. We're talking about 6-year-old children, and we just spoke of a beautiful story of a little boy with a lemonade sale.
The good, and, the bad.
Yes. Remember the movie The Bad Seed?
Yes.
Remember that movie? That scared the heck out of me.
Yeah.
But we're talking about another 6-year-old who had sort of a little temper tantrum in school in Georgia. To the point where she was throwing furniture, she was swinging and knocking things off of walls, hurt the principal, by pushing her down, I believe, and the district was forced into calling the police, and police come in, and the way they reprimand this child is to throw her in cuffs. 6 years old. Now, at that point, they take her away. She's suspended. She's not able to go back to school until the beginning of the next school year. But bigger than that is they throw her in a holding cell by herself, behind bars, waiting for her parents. The parents are obviously in shock and are insisting that it was handled the wrong way. But when you stop and think about it, Doug, the school districts today are under such pressure. You know, it's a zero-tolerance world inside the walls of a school.
Yeah,
yes.
No tolerance for anything.
Especially, right, you cannot touch that child. So they allowed that child to go ballistic and held back, did not try to, you know, use physical restraint, called in the police, and did the police do the right thing? That's the question.
Would the child have been okay had she been hugged? She's 6 years old.
Yes.
Children who are 6 years old need a hug. They need a hug, a love, and a kiss. They need affection.
We, by all rights, we weren't there to see it happen.
That's true.
So, yes, you and I think that way.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times if you hold tight, that little child will, you know, let loose and just cry or relax or feel like, okay, everything's going to be okay. But apparently this child was completely out of control. And I don't know if a hug would have done it.
Mm-hmm. And then,
have you ever seen a child with ADD that has, you know, a temper tantrum?
Yeah, I have. And
I've
seen the hug work, frankly. And okay. So in this circumstance, though, with everybody so litigious, mm-hmm. would the school have been sued under mm-hmm. the circumstance? I mean, everybody's protecting their own butt here.
That's right.
And really forgetting about the six-year-old.
If they hugged that child, they could suffer the consequences.
Right, but would that end? Is the question, are they more concerned about themselves or are they more concerned about the child? What's the appropriate focus of attention here? Isn't it the six-year-old child? Shouldn't the six-year-old child, if I were a teacher, I'd want to try to minister to the needs of the six-year-old. Take him out of the classroom, him or her, and whether it's some quiet place, try to figure out what's going on. As simple as we all understand, or not, maybe we don't all, these things wouldn't happen. Many of these problems are created by children having the wrong thing for breakfast in the morning, eating the wrong foods. There's the amount of sugar in these cereals the kids have will send them off the wall. They go, and then they want to give them drugs or something else.
I remember being in school at the age of six. You know, remember your first grade
loved
teacher?
Oh, my God, did I love school at six.
Okay, me too. And that's, you know, you want that for your child today, but with the zero tolerance, it's very frightening because there are so many obstacles
what
that
have
stop
we become?
Us
what have
from
we
allowing to,
become
to love these children.
Yeah. What have we become, I think, is the question. 21 after.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit card, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The hour, Doug and Robin. Robin and Doug. It's something we could probably come up with a song for that. Robin and Doug sitting in a tree.
Nice remember country song.
Yeah. You like country music, do you?
I
not?
Love it.
Yeah, I do. Let's take a trip to Elmhurst, Illinois, and meet Dave Thompson. Dave is going to step over the edge at 278 feet. Above the street in downtown Chicago during Skyline Plunge. Skyline Plunge Chicago. And this fellow describes himself as an adventurist.
Hmm.
He this kind of stuff, whether you jump from the top of a building or you jump out of an airplane or whatever you do, maybe climbing a mountain, all of these things are all about adrenaline and trying to do something that maybe other people haven't done, or you just kind of want to do it yourself. In this circumstance, he's trying to support people who are living with lung disease, calling attention to the problem. It's hosted by the Respiratory Health Association of Chicago. There is every year a fundraising brought about by the awareness that people have lung disease, a problem. It certainly has taken its toll in my life. Probably everybody listening has mm-hmm. had someone in his or her life who has had either a death or some kind of debilitating, is that the right word? Mm-hmm. Debilitating?
Yes. yes, there
that
we go.
disease that's connected to smoking and lung cancer, emphysema, all kinds of pulmonary problems. So anyway, this is an event that will bring a lot of these people together. This fellow is jumping in memory of his uncle, who passed away from lung cancer last year.
And can I jump in and just say something that I feel really important?
Yeah.
His uncle quit smoking 20 years earlier.
Before he died.
Yes.
Yeah.
So all of you that are smoking and think, well, if I quit now, and they all say that your lungs clean themselves up or whatever the proper terminology is, it's not always the case. So, you know, if you're considering to start smoking, think about this story.
Well, here's an image for you, all right? Think about a burnt sponge. You ever seen a burnt sponge?
Mm-hmm.
That's what my mother's lung looked like when she died at the age of 50 from having smoked since she was 15 or 16.
Mm-hmm.
The lung couldn't do and therefore was not able to exchange the reason the lung is there is to exchange oxygen with the blood. And if it can't do it anymore, in this circumstance, she had a heart attack. This guy and so many others every year die. And what troubles me about it, Robin, is that there are kinds of things, I suppose we can dig out of this, but the federal government pays farmers to grow tobacco. It gives subsidies to tobacco companies to produce a product that kills people? And how much money is the federal government spending, our tax dollars, to help cure these? The cure is don't grow the stuff and don't make it and don't sell it.
It's an oxymoron. It really is.
Hey, this guy's raising funds to help the Respiratory Health Association of Chicago. The way to help the Respiratory Health Association is to get a law passed that keeps...
It stops the manufacturing
right.
of tobacco. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right.
So this guy's jumping off... I mean, God love him. He's going to jump off a building to call attention to the death of his uncle. What in the name of God are we doing to ourselves here?
I think you should run for office, Doug.
You can run my campaign. How's that? It's 28 past the hour.
Meryl Streep and a lesson from the Iron Lady. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Still, it must be a bit disorientating. You're bound to be feeling...
What? What am I bound to be feeling? People don't think anymore. They feel. I think I am fine. Oh, do please answer that. Might be someone who needs you.
Margaret Thatcher has a testy exchange with her doctor in The Iron Lady, now coming to home video. Meryl Streep won an Oscar for her performance as Thatcher, and the film also won our Movies for Grown-Ups Best Grown-Up Love Story Award. Meryl accepted our trophy in Hollywood in February, and she had a few choice words to say about Thatcher, her political legacy, and her attitudes towards Britain's healthcare system.
Incidentally, I just wanted to also say that Margaret Thatcher was forcibly retired. She was kicked out of office by her own cabinet, and she didn't want to go. And that's a situation many Americans endure before retirement age, which consequently means they lose their pension and they lose their healthcare. But Margaret Thatcher was British, and as a Briton, she enjoyed the right, since 1948, to health care throughout her life, without regard to age. Our employment status or her particular health care challenges. And we don't have that safety net, which is a real shame in this country. And throughout her 11 and a half years as Prime Minister, even though she was known as a conservative, she never did anything to dismantle that right. So I'm very proud to be here on behalf of a film that really highlights the challenges of age and debility, even to the most powerful among us. We all go down that dark corridor at one point or another. Thank you.
The Iron Lady, starring Meryl Streep and Jim Broadbent, is on sale now. I'm Bill Newcott.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Marshall, Doug Steffen, the gruesome twosome.
Oh, what is that?
I just teasing.
I know you're teasing. Right. Yeah.
I want to talk to you about this woman that I read about.
Okay.
Very depressed, filled with anxiety.
Not another depressing story.
No. This turns out good. Social phobia. And she had just given birth to a new baby. She already had two other kids. She didn't want to leave the house. You know, me reading this story, I would say it's postpartum depression. And I'm sure a lot of women recognize those symptoms. But she also found out that the father of the baby wasn't who he said he was. So that's a whole nother story. And she just got to the point where she was so sad and so depressed, she was considering taking her life. With three babies, I mean, to get to that point, she began to pray. She prayed for an angel to help her, put her son to bed, the newborn. Other two were already asleep, and made herself go to sleep. The next morning, she wakes up, and, I've had this happen. I'm sure you have, as our audience has. You wake up with just an unexplainable urge to do something right. You know, to change your life. When you hit rock bottom, sometimes that's what happens. And she's responsible for three little children. She decides to go to the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. She just had this urge. And she got a friend to watch her kids. She pulled up. She watched a bunch of dogs behind the fences doing their runs, bouncing and whining and running around, all except for one. And she said she just couldn't take her eyes off the dog. The dog sat there. It was a big dog, a 2-year-old lab Saint Bernard. Can you imagine? This woman goes from having three children to wanting this dog, who probably would take up half her house in size, just fell in love with the dog. She goes over. She reaches inside a little hole in the pen, and the dog takes her hand and flips it up so that her hand is on top of its head, you know? So it was just like a sign for her. Mm-hmm. The dog wasn't jumping, acting like a lunatic, just sat there happy to have her hand on its head. And then she looks above the dog's head, and she sees a sign that is like above the dog house, and the name of the dog is Angel.
Mm.
So she knew that it was meant to be. It was like a miracle. She takes the dog home, changes her life. She calls her dog like her gentle giant because it's so big. Angel takes her out of the house every day. She walks, you know, she takes the dog for walks all the time. She feels safe. The sadness, whenever she had those moments of sadness, which don't just disappear, but the dog would always come over and lean its head on her shoulder, You know, it's just a beautiful story how an animal can turn your life around. He would be protective of her children. Just wonderful.
This is a pretty good example of the mind-body-spirit connection for me. Anyway, how your mind operates predicates how well your body is going to work. And these things, and there are study after study after study after study after study relating to people having dogs and what it's done for their own world, for their own life. And this dog, this circumstance, is another great example of how wonderful it is to have these beings in your life.
Yes. And wait till you hear the payoff.
Yeah.
This is the best part of the story. One day the dog gets out and runs, and she can't find her. And she's panicking. And then her phone rings, and it was a very nice man who found the dog, picked the dog up, and said that he would bring her back. Well, he brings the dog back, and the nice man and this woman have been together ever since.
La, 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 la.
So the angel
la, la, la,
changed
la, 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 la,
and saved her life.
Uh-huh.
Just beautiful.
And every good dog, you have dogs, I have dogs, everybody has dogs. Or if you don't have a dog, the thing that oftentimes has kind of made me wonder, what do you know about a person by the kind of dog he or she has, and how the dog, you know, I have all these stories about how terrible this breed is or how wonderful that breed is. It isn't necessary. I mean, I think there's a collective wisdom to that, but I also think that it isn't necessarily just about the breed, but the way these dogs are treated by the people who own them.
Definitely.
And
I agree.
Yeah, if you let the dog be him or herself with you, and you be yourself. I think that's what happens. More often than not, you are who you really are with your dog. You always have your guard up. When you're with a spouse or your children, even sometimes you're not yourself. With a dog, you can be yourself.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Now, I had a pit bull at one point, and everybody thought I was
right
out of my mind.
Ooh, a pit bull! Ah!
And meanwhile, it was the most gentle, beautiful dog.
Mm-hmm.
Stood 6 feet tall when he was on his hind legs.
Wow.
Beautiful dog.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it is how you raise that dog. It's how you let them be themselves and how they let you be yourself.
Yeah.
You know, my son said something to me when we had to put one of our dogs down. And it was just an emotional moment that I'll never forget as long as I live. He was 6 years old. Here we go again. A six-year-old boy, but he belonged to me. And as we were watching the dog go to sleep. My goodness. I mean, it, just to remember it is heartbreaking. He said these words of wisdom, "Mom, us people like us, we were put on earth by God to live a long time because it takes us a long time to learn how to make other people happy. But dogs don't live as long as us because they automatically know how to make people happy. It doesn't take them as long to do the job."
Mm. Do you think that you reunite? I think talked before about past life stuff and whether or not we reincarnate, and if we do, are we with the people we love or with the animals? There's the thing called a rainbow bridge. Do you know about the rainbow bridge?
No, I don't.
The what happens when you move on? I'm just thinking about all the dogs in my life that I want to see again. Isn't it? I mean, people say that's pretty silly. You get emotional about your dog. I think that the dog brings out emotion. I think the dog or dogs allow you, I go back to what I was saying a few minutes ago, to be yourself. So you want to connect. And the story of Rainbow Bridge is when you are passing over, there is this bridge, and all of the dogs, or all of the animals, but mostly dogs, I think the story is about dogs, that have been a part of your life come toward you to welcome you as you cross over.
Oh, what a beautiful story.
Yeah.
And if you don't mind, let me push something. I interviewed a man, and he has no idea that I'm talking about him, so this is just, you know, his name was W. Bruce Cameron. He's an author, and he wrote a book. In fact, I told you I was going to send you the book. It's called A Dog's Purpose. And what it is, it's one dog who tells the story of being reincarnated several times.
Mm-hmm.
And the life that the dog lives with each family or each person, some of it is heartbreaking. The fact that people can treat their animals in this way. But then the dog will come back and have the most loving family. Mm-hmm. I've got to send you this book.
Okay, so here's the question. We as human beings think we're on the top of the evolutionary scale, right? We've come, according to some people, from the single-cell amoeba, and we've become, you know, a frog, and then we become a fish, and then we walked on land, we became humans, and mm-hmm. and however the dog. But think about it this way. Given what you said a few minutes ago about what your son imparted, which was very, I thought, frankly, quite mature
for a six-year-old
kid to say at that age. But think about it. If, in fact, we take as long as we do to become who we are, and dogs get there faster, are dogs' evolutionary progression higher than ours? Are dogs at the top of the scale because mm-hmm. they have become the best beings? They're better than we are.
Yeah. I never thought of it that way, but you make a strong point.
Yeah.
And so did my son.
Yeah, he did. 17 before the hour.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary!
You love here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergy stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do. And you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomason Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
Robin Marshall and Doug Steffen. With a trip to the Buckeye State.
Well, the question here is just how angry can you get at your kid? And what degree of anger is acceptable? Now, what happened is this woman, her name is Linda, 34 years old, is charged with endangering her children. Why? Because they're in a car. She and her two daughters, 11 and I think 15 or 16 years old, and the girl, the 11-year-old, tells her mom that she wants to go live with her father. Obviously, they're divorced. Mother gets upset. They continue this argument. They're on their way to drop the two girls off with their father. All right, so they're both heading in the same direction so that they meet up. But the mom is starting to get so upset. She's calling her kid all kinds of nasty names. She's making fun of the father's new girlfriend to the point where this 11-year-old starts to cry. And the mom is now calling her a crybaby.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey.
So, you know, it's ridiculous, first of all, for a parent to allow themselves to be reduced to the level of an 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they're driving on State Route 2 just outside of an exit. And she pulls the car over to the side of the road after her daughter has threatened to jump out of the car. The daughter is so upset, the 15-year-old jumps in now and starts to break up the two of them because now they're fighting over the back seat, physically. She punches her in the chest and pulls her hair, the mother, to the child. The girls get out of the car on the highway, and she's yelling for them to get back in the car. They don't listen. What does she do? She drives away. She leaves her children on the side of an interstate.
Good God.
Okay. So the father gets a call. You know, the kids have cell phones. Everybody does. Father gets a call from the kid, picks them up in 10 minutes right on the side of the road. So this woman has been charged with all kinds of counts of child endangering and domestic violence. And if she's found guilty, she could be released on either community control or... she could be sentenced up to 6 months in jail.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think rightfully so.
Well, the only way that the police would have known is if the children or the father turned her in. So obviously,
and do you not think the father would have turned her in? I mean, they're already having custody issues. This is just, you know...
We wonder why our children are as crazy as they are. Where did this all start?
Apples don't fall far, apparently.
No, they don't. And so, but where did it start? How did this mother get as angry as she is? Was her mother like that? Was her father? We have all these discussions all the time on Dr. Phil and mm-hmm. Dr. Drew and Dr. Doug and...
But this could be that she was just angry at the whole situation of her and her husband.
Well,
oh, maybe she's just mad that she never wanted the divorce.
Well,
so she's taking it out on the kids.
Okay, but then she ought to be angry at herself.
Definitely.
And not at the children, but she doesn't have the sophistication for whatever the reason. This is another example. You know, we have to get a license to get married. You got to get a license to drive a car. You need to get a license if you have a specialty field. But there's no training, there's no license to be a parent.
That's right. It's so silly. I mean, and there's limited classes, and the classes that are available should be mandatory.
Think about your circumstance. When you got married, what kind of exposure to doing it the right way did you have?
Not much.
Well, most of us come from dysfunction, right?
Speak for yourself, but yes.
Exactly. Both of us, and I'm pretty much everybody listening, same thing.
Nobody's perfect, but this was far from perfect.
Got to teach your children that song. Remember that song? Teach your children.
Yep.
The right way of living. 51 after the hour.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Agents could be turning in their badges, and now we have a couple of names. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters, latest in the intriguing scandal involving Secret Service agents and their alleged sexual antics in Colombia. Congressional sources say additional resignations could come by the end of the day today. 11 agents and 10 military personnel have been implicated in the scandal, with 3 agents already forced to leave the agency. 8 others are being investigated for allegedly hiring prostitutes while in Colombia ahead of the president's recent visit there. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa of California, who chairs the House Oversight Committee, says his panel also needs to know certain things about the women involved.
There's an ongoing question of were any of these women under 18? If they were, there's a separate violation of U.S. federal law.
And now we have the names of 2 of the Secret Service agents allegedly involved in all of this. The Washington Post has printed the names of supervisors who were said to be a part of what happened. 48-year-old David Randall Cheney, who ended his nearly 2-decade tenure with the Secret Service when he retired earlier this week, and the other supervisor identified as Greg Stokes, an assistant special agent in charge of the K-9 division. As for any reaction from the White House, spokesman Jay Carney would only say this about the investigation.
But we are not going to prejudge outcomes and discuss the future of this agency in a press briefing while this investigation is going on.
And beyond that, anything else to say? Anything at all?
For now, it's not helpful to offer day-by-day, play-by-play commentary.
Guess that's all we're going to hear from the administration as we wait for additional shoes to drop in what could very well be a widening scandal. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
On Wall Street, a down day for the markets yesterday. The Dow off 69 points, closing at 12,964. S&P dropped 8 points. NASDAQ down by 24. A bond hearing set for later today for George Zimmerman, the man who fatally shot Florida teenager Trayvon Martin back in February. A judge to decide today whether to release Zimmerman on bond before his trial for second-degree murder. Names in the news, Pat Summitt, a name synonymous with women's college basketball, the coaching icon at the University of Tennessee, has stepped down after 38 seasons. She made the announcement yesterday.
It's never a good time, but you have to find the time that you think is the right time, and that is now.
Coach Summitt revealed last August she was diagnosed with early onset dementia, but returned to the bench for one final season. She is college basketball's all-time winningest head coach with nearly 1,100 victories, including 8 national titles. Couple of closing notes also related to sports. First, at the White House yesterday, President Obama welcomed and honored the college football champion Alabama Crimson Tide, with special mention as to how the team stepped up to help during last year's tornado tragedy in the Tuscaloosa, Alabama area. The president, of course, got into the spirit of things with the two words you need to say in the presence of the Alabama football team.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, that's right. And finally, something very special happened on the baseball diamond earlier this week. It happened in Denver, Colorado this past Tuesday night. The Colorado Rockies beat the San Diego Padres 5-3. Winning pitcher for the Rockies, he gave up only 2 earned runs over 7 innings, Jamie Moyer. So, what's so noteworthy about this? Well, with the victory, Jamie Moyer became the oldest major league pitcher to win a game. Moyer is 49. How about that, Jamie?
To have your name mentioned with great players of the past or Hall of Fame players, it's pretty special.
Now, even Jamie would admit he doesn't throw all that hard. His fastball barely reaches 80 miles an hour, relatively slow. In fact, I hope you're ready for this, Jamie's fastball is so slow, you can clock it with a sundial. His fastball is so slow, it has to wait for 3 traffic light changes before reaching home plate. His fastball is so slow, the catcher has time to walk out to the mound, have a meeting with Jamie, get back behind the plate before the ball gets there. That's quite enough. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Colquitt's vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka.